Education, Forum for African Women Educationalists Kenya, FAWEK, in partnership with stakeholders from Kajiado County, engaged in a robust discussion on ways in which they could ensure all teen mothers and teen boys return to school as advocated by the school re-entry policy. In March 2020, when Kenya was struck by COVID-19 virus, 4, Kenya chapter started a program dubbed Imarisha Imsikana in 20 counties. Kajiado included to see all girls receive quality education and put an end to teen pregnancy. Through the program, they have supported girls' education and trained various stakeholders. 4 Kajiado County Coordinator Nelly Nasarian said that 4 plays a critical role in school re-entry policy by ensuring that all stakeholders were well informed about the policy and all teen girls and teen mothers are educated. In supporting education, we have come up with an agenda of advocating for re-entry of teen moms back to school. We have had a multi-stakeholder meeting with various ministries to disseminate our re-entry policy through the Ministry of Education so that we can play a role on re-entry of teen moms and other out-of-school children back to school, revealed Nasarian. During the engagement, foreign stakeholders from the Ministry of Education, Gender, Health, Security Departments and community elders noted that for Kajiado to record 0 school teen dropout and 0 teen pregnancies, all departments had to be educated and work together towards school re-entry program. Kajiado Gender CECM, Janet Sereu and stakeholders from Kajiado Gender Department during school re-entry program discussion at Inchula Resort Kajiado. Photo by Celine Nyangere, Gender Director Kajiado County Catherine Matinda urged every stakeholder to put an effort to educate the teens. For us to reduce these cases to 0, we cannot say it will be done by one department or one stakeholder. Therefore, we are urging one another to put our efforts and bring stakeholders from every community so that we can come together as a team and see the reduction of teen pregnancies and teen school dropout cases, pointed Matinda. During the discussion, the stakeholders agreed to also include teen boys in the school re-entry program to avoid the notion that boy child has been left behind. Kajiado CECM Gender Janet Sereu revealed that through the discussion, they purpose to know the root cause of school dropout among teens and teen pregnancies in the county. We are deliberating and putting our heads together on how are both boys and girls supposed to go back to school. We are critically analyzing what contributes to school dropout of teenagers, especially girls. Why is the prevalence of pregnancy in rural areas of Kajiado too high? And how are we going to address these and bring solutions to minimize school dropout rate? This was just the starting point. We shall continue working together until we have 0 teen pregnancy in Kajiado and school dropout, revealed Sereu. One of the steps the county has taken to ensure teen mothers proceed with their education is by establishing a center in Kajiado where teen mothers could feel safe and take care of their newborn. According Maureen Meyer, Senior Assistant Chief for Asoni Sublocation, the center is a safe place for teen mothers who cannot take care of themselves. We have a place in Kitengela where we take children teen moms who cannot take care of themselves. There they get time to breastfeed their children until 6 months, and when the 6 months are over, the child is retained in the center and the mom continues with her education. After like 2 years, we reconcile the child with their parents so that they can be visited in the centers or be accepted back home, revealed Maya. Kajiado County Director of Education Cecilia Oyeo added that, after access to quality education, we want to ensure that learners are retained in school, and after retention, we want to ensure that they transit to the next level and complete their studies. Kajiado County, through their partnership with FAWEK, seek to enlighten communities on the importance of enrolling their children back to school even after dropping out, as government's re-entry policy states that all children to go back to school, continue with their education and finish.